little cholo poetry, Holmes. A little cholo knowledge. Ole. Go ahead and put your underwear back on, Holmes.
Oh, man.
I want you to put the KY away.
What? I gotta stop?
I need you all to go ahead and turn on the lights right now, Holmes.
How ugly is she?
Yeah, really.
Oh, that was great.
Go ahead and give me a beat, Holmes. This poem is entitled To Dream or Not to Dream. To dream or not to dream, that is the question. Don't mention me in your dreams, for I'm not here to manifestate your reality. Don't come to me knocking on my door, telling me that this baby is yours. Don't you know I'm super fly? Like a kite in the sky. For if I had dogs, they would be my guide. If I had cats, they would see me sigh. And if I had a snake, I would shove him up your lake. Don't do or die or tell me not to cry because I ask you. Strip. You have these eyes that seduce me with your kindness. Don't try this to make me. Wow. If you have one question.
Oh, that was great. This little bit of poetry is called Awake. As I lie on my bed, staring up in the sky, am I awake right now, or can I die? When I'm asleep at night with my eyes closed shut, I'm still in a dream. Aren't I awake still? 'Cause there's reality in a dream going on, even though one's eyes is closed in the great beyond. But in that dream, I'm doing things like seeing women and boning them, 1, 2, 3. I don't wake up in my reality. I stay closed asleep, as all I know, it's me. Am I awake or am I asleep? That is a question I ask. Because things I do in my dream, I don't want to wake up from. They're so fun. I let time pass. But in the reality I call the real world, when my eyes are open and I go to work and I see people do things that they do, I just say, screw it. I want to go back to bed and dream again and be awake there because so much more to do. Awake. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
How's it going?
Thank you.
Wow. The vocal cords of the mind of Robert Zapata.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Oh, wow.
There it is.
Okay. It's my time to hit my poetry time. Because it's my time, like every time. Because if you look at your clock, it's this poetry is called Time is of Essence. Tick tock, tick tock. The clock rocks. The clock talks. You look out into the sky. You see the sun in the horizon. Tick tock, tick tock. You see, because it's like a clock. It's clockwork every month and every time and every year. You got winter, you got summer, you got spring. Fall's coming near. You see, because my brain does not sense time. All I know is it's, and I'm in the now. I'm not blind. My bowels move throughout. I ate at 3 o'clock. Am I shitting now already? Coming out? Because I don't look at time like a clock. Tick, tock, tick, tock.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
Stay me on for a little bit of the great beyond.
All right, well, this poem is entitled Cinco de Jumbo Jack Ho de Mayo. When you're having a late night with your friends and family, with your girls, and you're drinking, you want to eat some food so that you don't hurl from the alcohol. Where do you go? Who's open 24 hours? Jack in the Box. And they're more English than Austin Powers. You pull in through the drive-thru. In your car with the windows that don't go up or down. So you have to order your food from the sunroof. This is a true story in my town. You order a number 3 with a jumbo jack. You're feeling good. Everything looks good. It's crispy like Lay's. But you tell the person, you say, hey, make sure that jumbo jack doesn't have any mayonnaise. You pull around to the front. You give your money to the guy, the currency, the greenbacks, the bills, the dividends. He gives you correct change. You say, thank you, sir. I may come back here again. You get home. You're excited. Your face is elated. And when you open up that jumbo jack, you feel like you've just been betrayed. Because after all of what's said and done, the dust has settled. You just realized that your jumbo jack has been meddled. There's some other type of secret sauce in there. And it's not the kind of sauce that comes from between your girl's legs. It's that other white sauce. That sauce that black people hate. It's called mayonnaise. Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
This poem is by our brother RJ.
Her heels were high. Her knees were old. And it was long past quitting time, if truth be told. She was wearing a little denim skirt. Well, it was more of a belt. And it weren't in church that she did knelt. She'd been rode hard and put away wet. More than one time, lest you forget. But she had heart, and she made you beg, and you looked at her and you think, well, everything's gone but the legs. So you go there, even though you're ashamed, but you look around because you're hoping you won't be named. And in the back of your semi, you got a twin cab and a double bed. You nestle in there and you lay yourself on her head. And you're thinking it can be sweet, even though it's kind of nasty. And you're hoping that maybe, just maybe, you can get through this somehow with nobody knowing. And the next thing you hear, thump, thump, thump on the outside of the semi. And that's not the worst of it. You say shit. You hear the racking of a round in a shotgun. And a southern boy saying, darling, are you in there? And you don't know if he's talking to you or to her. Because you are an open-minded, horny little trucker. And it could well be that it was that southern mother bleeper that you met at the last truck stop. Or it could be her man. Track down your van. Come to take you in hand. And make you his bitch.
Oh. Oh, that was great.
Choice of the iPod generation. All music, all genres, all indie. Because music fans deserve better. Indie 100.